Mourn tomorrow, focus on today. Breen Zango is now on Raw. Natalya is now on Raw. Drew McIntyre is now on Raw. Jinder Mahal is now on Raw as well. And the Glorious One and much more is coming. You know what time it is? It's Superstar Shakeup. Tune in.
You're tuning in to the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yo, B. They ready.
There's really no reason other than
let's go.
Beyonce killed it at Coachella. And y'all just been having me lead for the last 4 or 5 weeks.
You're so good.
Now I don't really care, but this song's banging. Anywho. Yes, some co-hosts. It's not just me. Okay. I like that, Tony. It's just it's one of those nights. We have some co-hosts. One of them you actually will really be happy about. First one, a guest, Joshua. He's the host of Dell Closed Fists. He's joining us.
Yes.
And he really doesn't need an introduction. I don't even know why I asked, what do you want me to introduce you as? But the one, the only true hobo.
Yep.
Finally back.
It's true. I finally managed to shake off the hangover from New Orleans, and we're right into Superstar Shakeup. So now I've got to take a whole lot of new notes, remember a whole lot of new faces. Things are changing, and I'm just trying to roll with it. So if I can't keep up, just be sure that it's because I get hit in the head a lot. It's my job.
You know what? I don't think anybody will care. They're just happy that you're here.
Good.
Trust me.
Fantastic.
I don't know if you've been reading the chats.
Nope.
Right. But you've been missed.
They've missed me. Yes. That's very sweet. You're so sweet, chat. You're sweet.
So let's get into it. So we have... oh my gosh, just lost my train of thought because the song was going on.
Beyonce can do that to you.
I know, right? Coachella was... Did you guys see Coachella at all?
I heard.
You didn't watch... You didn't even watch Beyonce's two-hour performance?
No.
It was live and free.
I know.
And then they put it...
Forgive
it was on
me.
Again.
Yeah, I've
I guess you weren't following
heard.
Me on Twitter because I was posting at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I was doing something else.
At 2 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. I'm usually awake at 2 o'clock in the morning. You see a lot of tweets from me.
All right, so...
I don't know. You guess.
I know we guess the same thing, but I don't know if we're talking about the same thing, but we'll leave that alone. So we have Jinder Mahal. So Kurt Angle comes on. He kind of gives his thing. Jinder Mahal shows up, and he's forced to pretty much defend his championship.
Well, you used the word forced. I think Kurt Angle was put into a position by a guy he just hired to really defend why he didn't meet the writer that the superstar provided to him. He said he wanted to be met with a limo. He was met with an SUV.
As he should be.
Potato freaking tato here.
He's a new champion. He deserves that limousine that
he worked hard for. He worked hard for that body. I mean...
Well, hey, we know he's eating that Jinder chicken. That delicious Jinder chicken. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's working it, but he had to work tonight. He should have showed up in jeans and a t-shirt.
That's true. I agree with that.
If he was going to make the argument, I'm really not ready. Dude, you came out in your gear. You come out in your gear. You got your knee pads on. You got your boots on. You're ready to go. That's it. No excuses.
I agree with that.
Champion's mistake.
Yep. Well, yeah, that and actually... not taking his opponent seriously.
I don't know why he
was. The worst mistake you could possibly make.
Yeah, so his opponent is, was Jeff Hardy, who defeats him. And it's just kind of like, why would he make that when, you know, Jeff has been in the game forever?
Well, you think of Jeff Hardy, you think of him as a tag team wrestler. He's just coming back off of an injury. So you're hoping he's rusty. You're hoping he's not necessarily up to a singles match quality. Mm-hmm. And a guy the size of Jinder. Jinder Mahal is not a slender man. He's 6'5", 200 and almost 240 pounds. That's quite a human specimen. Mm-hmm. So I think he thought he was going to have a relatively easy night facing Jeff Hardy. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can't really count out how Jeff Hardy is able to manipulate angles and situations in order to get the best possible result, but that's exactly what he did. He went in there, he manipulated the smallest errors on Jinder Mahal's part, and tonight, for the first time ever, he walked away with the United States Championship.
That's 2 weeks in a row with a new Grand Slam champion.
Yeah. Wild, man. It's just, wow, we're breaking records all over the place.
Well, yeah, so essentially Jinder goes backstage, he is talking to Renee, and then the conga line shows up. The No Way Jose.
The music did not match the mood, and I don't think Jinder Mahal particularly appreciated what was going on as he was trying to deliver a speech that was very serious to him. Mm-hmm. He's very angry, and he will face Jeff Hardy again in Saudi Arabia, which is forthcoming, and what is that record? It's No Way Jose.
So, with that, though, I love that. Well, you know, the WWE tends to push us in a certain direction and flip it on us sometimes. So with that, it makes sense why he would lose it and then possibly gain it back this Friday that's happening, right?
Next Friday.
Next Friday. Yeah, next Friday. So it would make sense if that happens because, you know, it's...
I don't know. He was supposed to be the face when they went to India.
Right.
And then, you know, they turned on their side. He faced Triple H, and Triple H was the hero.
Right. Well,
to them.
Triple H is Triple H, though.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like it doesn't... Triple H is like... global.
I'm not going to try and sit here and understand Mideast politics and who likes who and who doesn't like who. All I know is it's an interesting place for that matchup to mm-hmm. occur.
Right.
And with the champion and challenger positioned the way they are.
Right.
I don't know who's going to win the matchup. I simply am interested in seeing that match in that setting and watching the crowd, how they particularly are going to react to this whole setup. I don't know anything except it's going to be worth watching.
Yeah. Well, I'm calling Jinder, but we'll see.
Sure.
But moving on. So Bayley and Sasha, they're at it again. I mean, I'm kind of bored of this, but...
You can never get bored of Bayley and Sasha. Come on.
I'm not bored of them. I'm bored of the...
The build?
The build, because it's just like, you know, Bayley did show a little bit of a mean streak, yeah. But I think I'm just more annoyed just because my personality doesn't have the patience for that. Like, I feel like just beat the crap out of her or ignore her altogether, like one of the two. So it's just my patience in general is just like, this
so
is a waste of time.
It's fire or ice with you.
Yeah, pretty much.
There's no just tepid water.
No.
It's either fire or ice.
Why waste that time? We only have so much time left in life. Like, as soon as we are born, we're slowly dying.
Yeah.
Like, why are we going to bother with all this
soon
back and
enough,
forth?
Soon enough, the missiles will be a-flying, and we'll all be dying in a fiery hellstorm.
Yeah, pretty much. And I'm going to be trying to drive back to Canada, but I don't think I'm going to make it.
Good luck to you!
I'm prepared, though. I have some stuff in my trunk, but I don't think I'll make it. But, you know, at least give it a try. Anywho, so they're going at each other. They don't even get to finish, and the Riot Squad shows up. Which is... pretty, I'm kind of excited if they keep Absolution on Raw. But then, you know, obviously some women have to go over anyway. So I don't know if they're going to stay there.
Yeah, they're probably going to SmackDown.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I don't know what that means for Paige if Absolution does go to SmackDown.
Meaning that you think Paige is going to give them favoritism?
I don't know. It's possible, or it may be a situation that she has completely cut ties and forgotten about them, mm-hmm. in which case they rebel and try and stick her in situations where she ends up looking completely inept at her
job.
So it's
almost like a Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens situation with Danny Bryan, but now it's with Paige?
Possibly. Or if they do, both teams do stay. I mean, Riot Squad, that's a real thing to get all three of them in one go.
Mm-hmm.
Not just one. And one would be a pretty big get.
Right.
But you get three at a single time, that's a big deal. So if we do have Absolution and we do have the Riot Squad, I think those two teams are going to be beefing really hard for a very long
right.
time. And the crowd is going to get to suss out who they like
right.
from those altercations.
That's why I like the idea of it, because then you almost force... They're new talent, but they're actually very good new talent.
Yep.
So you almost force them to, you know, see who the audience likes best, and then there's going to be a separation, and, you know, it's almost going to force a whole new level of additional superstars.
Yeah, just throw them in, see who they like.
Yeah.
But back to Sasha and Bayley. Sasha and Bayley, I think they had a really good match tonight. I think it was really good.
I
don't think it was what the audience really wanted. I think they were on your side tonight. Mm-hmm. I think once it got to that level of they were now, they're hockey fight, they're punching each other in the face full force, the gloves are off, the audience was with them there.
Yes.
They really wanted it. Mm-hmm. So I think all of this kind of the posturing of will she, won't she, will they, won't they, was kind of lost on the audience, and they just wanted to see this thing worked out with blood and bruises and let God sort out the rest.
Yeah, somebody in a casket.
Yeah.
That would be great. But, you know, we'll see. Maybe that's what will happen.
Greatest Royal Rumble, Sasha versus Bayley in a casket match.
Hey, why not? Ladies can do anything now. Casket match! Yeah!
So another kind of... some of these, anyway, I'll let you, because you're the professional, so we'll see how this goes. So we have the Authors of Pain. They go up against Heath Slater and Rhino, and they went up the same match last week, and it's pretty much, you know, the same results. So what did you, I almost felt like this is what was going to happen anyway, like I knew the outcome, so why, it's almost like a filler match to me.
Right, well, it's what it is really an introduction for the television viewing audience to understand who the Authors of Pain are.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at them against the team of Slater and Rhino, I'm used to the Authors of Pain watching NXT. Authors of Pain were giants in NXT.
Right.
And now you see them in the context of, you know, television.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden they're not as big as they were, so they've got a bit of an uphill battle, especially against the likes of guys like Rhino. Rhino is 400 pounds and looking them dead in the eye. He's got them beat by 100 pounds, but you still get to see the power that the Authors of Pain have and what they're actually capable of once they get on a roll. They're really hard to stop.
When you said big, I thought you meant big as in personality.
But physically, yeah.
Okay. That kind of makes sense. But then I feel like they should go against somebody, like, with that match, I didn't really necessarily take it seriously. Like, I already went in just looking at them and their manner that I was going to go with Authors of Pain anyway. And that's just what happened versus something where they go up against something more to their likeness. And now it's actually a fight where you don't know who's going to win.
Sure, sure. Yeah,
I was just surprised with that match because you felt going in, you know, obviously Authors of Pain are going to win that.
Right.
But, you know... I feel like Slater and Rhino got a lot more offense than I would have expected from that.
Well, they've definitely got something to prove, and you're right about that. They come in, a team straight from NXT comes in and beats two stalwarts of the Raw division.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that hurt their pride. I mean, the pre-match promo, Rhino was really serious. He was really upset.
And then they jump him before the bell.
Absolutely. Like you would.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I couldn't really take... them serious with the one shirt that says I got kids, like
but he's just, got kids.
I know, but it's just kind of like
a fact, and he needs to support those kids.
Yeah,
it's like I understand it, but
what if you forget?
Yeah,
he doesn't want anyone to ever forget that.
And by you looking at that shirt,
it makes
you
laugh.
He might
though.
Buy that shirt, which is in turn going to help feed his kids.
Point.
Yeah. Buy the shirt.
If I had kids, I would definitely buy that shirt.
I got kids. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you? Are you going to buy the shirt?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't buy. No.
I don't got kids.
That's probably why.
I didn't know because you said you were up at 2:00 in the morning. So I was just, you know, I didn't know.
Well, you know, you gotta protect yourself at all times. Keep your hands up, right here, earmuffs, right here. Protect yourself.
We have Miz TV. So the Miz brings two special guests out, which happens to be Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, which was awesome. Like, you know, when you're like 5 and you had like, you know, you just rejoined with some friends that you haven't seen in a long time and you're all hugging. And that's what it felt like. I actually kind of was feeling, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be a whole new storyline. Turns out that's just not the case. So like they said in the beginning, so Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens were on last week. They had to duke it out. It was a draw. So technically they're still fired. They just didn't have a job, but Stephanie McMahon overturned it, and now they are with Raw.
Yeah.
Last week didn't matter.
Well, it's not that it didn't matter. It's that what happened at WrestleMania did matter.
Yep.
And Stephanie McMahon has not forgotten. and she has not forgiven, nor will she probably ever forgive or forget.
She's trying to reattach her arm, so that's kind of a thing that you won't forget. So, Kurt Angle comes out. He lets, you know, he's like, Miz, just want to let you know, yes, you read the letter, I appreciate it, but you are leaving. And Miz thinks it's Miz and the Entourage, or Mistourage, excuse me, and that's not the case, because the Mistourage is staying at Raw, which they kind of talked about it at the end, was, are they still going to be the Mistourage being on Raw and Miz on SmackDown?
Well, I've seen them wrestle in tag team competition without the Miz there.
Right.
I simply call them the Taraj. Without the Miz, they're the Taraj.
That works.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can get behind that.
Sure.
There you have. So now are you sad that the Miz is going, or do you see a whole new chapter for the Miz? Because it's also Daniel Bryan called in the favor.
Well, I think that a lot of people want to see that finally happen. People have waited, and they sort of had to fall back to the position of, well, this is never going to happen. Daniel Bryan is effectively retired from in-ring competition, and we will never get to see this storyline actually rectify itself. We will never get to see The Miz and Daniel Bryan finally just lay waste to each other as they want to. But now we finally get it. We finally get to see this happen, and this could be something that lasts us the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening now, but come WrestleMania time next year, we might finally see the conclusion to Daniel
Who really
Bryan
gets the
and
yes.
The Miz. Yeah.
Who gets to keep the yes.
What if tomorrow Daniel Bryan gets drafted to Raw?
That would be really disappointing for so many reasons.
That's why it's going to happen.
Especially since he asked for the favor, and then he got drafted.
You got your favor, and then get out of here.
That's right.
Well, maybe he goes onto Raw, and he cleans up Raw, and then there's the build-up, because, you know, it's almost like that anticipation, and maybe that on another like pay-per-view, you have it, and then maybe it ends off in WrestleMania. Maybe.
Maybe.
Or maybe not.
I don't know. We have to wait and see.
We have to wait and see. With one thing we don't have to wait about is we have Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt. I actually love this. I love Bray Wyatt's entrance, but I love them together. I didn't think I would.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
It's definitely a good thing. Now they go up against the Revival, and I mean, again, I like knowing the outcome of things. Like, I read the back of the book first, so I'm kind of weird like that. So I already was guessing who was going to win, so it was pretty much a, you know, a wrap. So how do you guys feel about this match?
It's a heck of a thing to see two interesting characters like Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy together, teaming. They had fought for a good amount of time against each other, but as unpredictable as each one is in their own right, together they're completely unpredictable. So you have two tag team technicians, Dash and Dawson in there, and they're as technically sound as two individuals can be.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the best tag team wrestlers in the company, most likely. Yeah.
Do you think that they're going to ever pass that mid-card status?
I do. I think the right opportunity will present itself at some point in the near future, and they will take the titles, and they will hold on to the titles for an exceptionally long period of time.
Okay.
Because that was one thing we saw in NXT. Once they got the titles, you could not take the titles off of them, because they knew how to maintain their tag team presence in that ring at all times.
Mm-hmm.
They're too good to stay down there for too long.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely. But in that, it's just about the right time. You can be good, but if your timing's off, doesn't mean a thing.
Yeah.
Now, it seems like the difference, and obviously you watch NXT, it's just way too much wrestling to... It's just a lot.
I pretty much just watch NXT.
Okay, yeah, see, I don't have that luxury, but...
It's an hour. It's a solid hour.
I know.
It's the hottest hour on WWE television.
Yeah, I'm like on the Impact, I'm on Raw, I'm on SmackDown, it's just a lot. Now I'm complaining. Now, my thing is, with NXT, it seems like NXT is more based on skill. And you do have some personality, but it's more based on skill. Like, if you have really great skills, then you're going to excel. Now, with something like a Raw or just TVs in general, it feels like you need skill plus personality, because the personality is what's going to get you to that, you know, that top spot. Now, with people like, you know, folks who know me, you know, one of my faves is, like, the New Day. Like, their personalities on a whole nother level. So do you think that they're going to get to that where... that level where their personalities along with their talents going to carry them over?
I do, as long as there's somebody backstage who believes in what they're capable of doing on a microphone. Mm-hmm. I've seen it, and I think they're great. They understand who they are at their core, and that it's something that's very apparent when you watch them on the microphone. But it's... like I said, it's about place and time, and right now their job is to showcase themselves well, mm-hmm. but make others look better. And they do it better than anybody, right, because yeah. that's what being a technician is all about, is making people look great. And sometimes that comes at the cost of, well, you're going to make that guy look great, and you're going to make that guy look great, and you're going to make that guy look great, and your time sometimes just doesn't come as soon, because mm-hmm. you got to build up other people.
I don't think I've seen a bad Revival match.
I don't think one exists.
Very, yeah. very solid and technical, yeah. for sure. Speaking of somebody else from NXT, well, we have Nia Jax. She comes out with the championship. How do you think Nia was on the mic?
Uncomfortable. She was being herself.
Right.
Which, you know, doesn't really translate into who she is as a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think she's more comfortable being dominant and saying anything and kind of doing anything. I think being the person who's in a position of taking flack is not normal for her.
Yeah.
She's better when she's able to fight somebody head on and when she's dominating. But all of a sudden, Alexa Bliss has really taken that air out of her sail, mm-hmm. because you can't fight Alexa Bliss like you would anyone else, because like we saw tonight, Alexa Bliss was supposed to be out there, mm-hmm. Alexa Bliss no-showed, and that was probably why Nia Jax was uncomfortable, because yeah. she was prepared to see Alexa Bliss,
right.
and Alexa Bliss could have conceivably come out at any time,
right.
so she was concentrating on what was obviously missing from mm-hmm. the situation, yeah. and as a result, she seemed kind of uncomfortable, and yeah. I don't blame her.
Not for sure.
So do you think, so... because obviously Alexa Bliss is obviously like a heel, right? And with Nia, I think she's supposed to be a baby face, but like you're saying, it's very, I don't know, because I want her to be, she definitely seems like she could play the heel role and, you know, essentially dominate, but Alexa's claiming that she beat her up. It's just very, it's kind of wishy-washy at the moment.
It's a little confusing,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, generally the bigger person isn't usually the weaker person.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to personalities, Alexa Bliss plays the game better than anybody.
Right.
She can politic her way in and out of any situation or scenario. She still has Mickie James by her side,
right.
because she's managed to convince Mickie James that it's worth staying next
on
to her
Team Bliss.
Than to go anywhere else.
Right.
She's incredibly manipulative, and it's weakening to somebody who is as physically powerful. Because that is what you're used to.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a problem, you solve it with your hands. But you cannot do that with Alexa Bliss. And it's making Nia uncomfortable. And mm-hmm. as a result, it's making the audience uncomfortable. Because it's about, what does the audience want?
Right.
They want to see Nia Jax grab Alexa Bliss and just shake her like a dog. Just mm-hmm. just shake her till she stops moving. But you can't
wow.
get that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have a casket match.
Casket match! Everybody get the casket match!
Well, so we have Ember Moon, who just came up from NXT. She went against Alexa Bliss, Lieutenant Mickie James. She defeats Mickie. Now, do you think that the partnership of Nia and Ember is going to be a good thing for Nia?
I don't know if it's going to be good for Nia. Obviously, it's working out.
Mm-hmm.
Because if Ember wasn't by Nia's side, Nia would have had to face Mickey. Nia would end up having to face two people simultaneously.
Right.
And in having Ember there, she's able to delegate and be champion. To be champion, you cannot get yourself involved in every situation that comes up because you have to constantly be worried about defending the title.
Mm-hmm.
So having somebody like Ember, you can kind of defer. You go, here's Mickey James. Mickey James has been doing this for a really long time. Mm-hmm. Go fight Mickey and learn something. And she did because Mickey James has been doing this longer than anybody on the Raw roster currently.
Mm-hmm.
Except for maybe Natalya, but Natalya just came in. But Mickey James really brought it to Ember tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I think she watched her NXT match from this, not this weekend, but the previous weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was Mickey James just grabbing that head, working the holds, taking her to the ground, because that's how she lost the championship.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was, I think Mickey James did her homework, and that's what she brought to this match.
So where do you see Ember now as far as Raw? Do you think she's going to dominate? Do you like, or what do you hope to see her do?
She could very well dominate. It's tough. It's just her introduction.
Mm-hmm.
And being partnered with somebody, you sort of stand in their shadow for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
So once she gets comfortable enough on that main roster, she's going to fly.
Yeah, she's going to be a top star on Raw.
And definitely like maybe another Asuka Ember thing, because that's how it ended.
That feud never really fixed itself.
Yeah, it was really...
Asuka always beat Ember.
Yeah.
Ember got that NXT Women's Championship after Asuka
she left. Yeah.
That was a big asterisk in the book.
Yeah, because I remember I saw SummerSlam last year, and it was such a good match, and it was a toss-up. And then it's like, okay, I see how it's all kind of going, and then now Asuka is no longer all those times Charlotte took it away from her. So now maybe there is something that's going to come about eventually. Something that actually joined us, Dolph Ziggler.
Wow!
Yeah.
Dolph Ziggler!
Yeah,
hey,
he's back on Raw.
Did he tell you this was going to happen?
He looks really excited, though. Most of the time, he just looks like I'm here again.
He is.
Just collecting the check.
He's cashing a paycheck.
Yeah.
That's what he
But does. That's a pretty nice check, though. Like,
I mean,
I'll take a tenth of it.
Sure, yeah.
I'll take anybody's paycheck without having to do the work.
Just show up and just, talk to talk. So he shows up, Titus Worldwide shows up to essentially draft Dolph onto the Titus Worldwide empire.
That wouldn't be a bad thing. I'm sure Dana Brooke would be happy about that.
Yeah, but it just, I mean, again, for the folks who follow me, I am definitely about Titus Worldwide, but I don't think whoever is writing is about
wide.
Yeah, my bad. Worldwide. I don't think whoever's writing is about Titus Worldwide because they just don't seem to.
Something's better than nothing, right?
True. Better.
Yeah.
Collecting a check. So they show up. They try to recruit him. Dolph is like, "That's really nice of you. Everything that you said is amazing, but I already came with somebody with me." And Drew McIntyre shows up.
Ooh! And everybody gets really excited.
Oh yeah! Did you not see him with his shirt off?
I mean,
that's
excited for the prospect of the matches that we could now have.
Copy. That's okay. Second.
Yeah. I mean, I get it.
He's a big dude. He's got a nice chest. We got that out of the way.
Super nice guy. I actually had to pick him up for the airport for Xbox 1-2-360, we talked the whole way. Super nice guy.
He's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Not so sweet tonight, though.
No.
I mean, just dismantled worldwide. Titus taking a lot of damage. Apollo.
Are we surprised, though?
I mean, it's interesting to see. They already debuted a finisher for their team.
Yeah.
So, and it's super effective.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's something. I mean, this seems like a real bona fide tag team. It's like coming out of nowhere.
So now, we all know that Dolph doesn't necessarily want to be there, but they kind of greased the palm with a lot more. And, some other options for him to be there. And now he has Drew McIntyre. So they're possibly a tag team championship. Do you think, it almost feels like if you don't want to be there, then why do you want to hand him something? Not hand him, obviously they're going to work with it. But I kind of almost see that them actually getting the championship. It's a possibility.
It's a nice transition for Drew McIntyre, for people who may not have known him from his previous run. You know, mm-hmm. not everybody watches NXT, so, you know, everyone who watches knows who Dolph Ziggler is. Mm-hmm. It's a nice introduction. He could be the muscle and get it done, because Drew McIntyre can definitely get it done in the ring. So
yeah, he can. I don't see why they couldn't pick up the tag team championships, to be fair. Mm-hmm. I mean, the way the division is right now, you can only benefit from another team in the hunt. And now we have two teams in the hunt. Mm-hmm. So that makes it super interesting.
Do you think there's going to be a women's tag team anytime soon?
I don't want to say yes, but my instincts are telling me yes, mm-hmm. because I know how many women are lined up to get on television, who are in NXT, who are in the Performance Center, mm-hmm. and the roster runs deep yep. with talent. And so the best way to showcase those individuals would be to make tag teams and allow them to showcase themselves in tag team matches, and then eventually the stronger will come up. Mm-hmm. So, and especially with a team like Iconic, yeah. they can't separate. Mm-hmm. They really can't. They've been together so long, and they are so good together, and they are such a tag team without having any titles. Mm-hmm. They don't need titles to solidify their tag team status, because that's what they are. They're a tag team. Mm-hmm. So essentially, you can with that in mind, and we'll see how the audience receives it. Mm-hmm. But I think if they receive it well, we can look forward to women's tag team championships.
Yeah, I hope so. It just feels like we have so many great women and we don't necessarily get to see all of them. Yeah. At one point, I think maybe like 2 years ago, it was like, oh, you can see all of them because they're all, you know, yeah. on Raw, and then they kind of did the whole separation.
It was like that for a long time, mm-hmm. but the things have changed. Yeah. There's only so many spots and there's
and so much time.
Many people.
Yeah. 3 hours, 2 hours, one, it's just too much going on. So yes, hopefully we'll see how it all goes. Then we have Roman Reigns. He comes back to let us know he's still alive, and Brock is not there. I think right after their match, it was announced that Brock had re-signed to WWE, but that doesn't mean, I don't know if you guys heard, is he going to be doing UFC stuff as well? I haven't heard anything. I know there has been
he's canned for at least 6 months, I think, with his whole suspension from yeah. them. So at least, you know, it's going to be a little bit.
So we'll see how that goes.
Yep.
But I did like Roman coming out sporting the man bun, a watch, and a nice silver chain like The Rock.
Oh.
I mean, he's a very confident individual.
He is very sexy.
If you ever get a chance to meet him, he's very comfortable in his own skin. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's sexiest about him, is just the confidence. Any individual, I mean, it doesn't matter necessarily how you look. It's about how your swagger is. How confident are you in yourself? And Roman Reigns is just, he's so comfortable. Yeah.
But that's the thing, though. It feels like he's so comfortable, he's arrogant, which is great, but then sometimes he tries to do something else which the audience doesn't like, if that makes sense. Like, when I saw him today, it's like, oh, okay, you're an a-hole, that's great. Like, you're feeling yourself.
Right.
You can appreciate that, because he has if we just strip it down to just basic looks, he has it to back it up. But then there's sometimes where you see him and he's trying to be something else, and you're like, no, you should be the dude that's feeling yourself. Like, he should play that song before he gets out to, like, kind of maybe, like, stay
on point.
He's
confident. He needs to never stop being confident.
Exactly. I think we solved the problem.
Be yourself, Roman. Be yourself.
Well, it's, you're also trying to fit a mold. You're trying yep. to fit expectations. You're trying to be something. It's not just about sort of sitting back and going, I got a job, I'm just going to do me.
Right.
It's about looking ahead and always being hungry for more. And that's where he starts to get a little bit out of his element. It's because he's always hungry. He's always mm-hmm. trying to get more. And so he's sometimes swimming in waters that are maybe a little too deep for him.
Right.
But that's how you learn. That's how you grow, and that's how you expand. So if he just was comfortable and he didn't actually do anything, he'd just be Dolph Ziggler with a better tan. So sometimes you got to swim with the sharks in order to learn how to really right. swim well.
That's good.
Dropping knowledge.
Drop the mic. So Samoa Joe comes out and they kind of do their whole banter. Samoa calls him pretty much Samoa's saying, you're talking S. Roman says, I'm not talking S. We're going to see what happens in the next 2 weeks. Yada, yada, yada. they walk off.
I have missed Samoa Joe.
I have too, but I don't know if they're trying to figure. Do you think they're trying to figure out what to do with him, or they? Or do you think there's a long game set up?
It's probably a long game because Samoa Joe's a guy who once he gets the ball, he can run long time. With mm-hmm. I think his injury just came about at the wrong time, and it was just a really crappy injury.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he was kicking himself about it. So he's rested. He's healed 100%. He's ready to rock and roll, and he can kick any ass that they put in front of him, including Roman Reigns.
I was actually watching. I didn't finish it all. The Raw 25 on WWE Network, and I saw a little glimpse of Jason Jordan. And I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about him. Do you think that he's gonna be going over to SmackDown, or you think they're gonna keep him on Raw?
He's still going to be out quite a while, isn't he? It was like a year.
It depends on rehab, depends on his ability to heal and yada yada. But yeah, it would not be beneficial to him to be on SmackDown in order to get the maximum payoff of everything that the time that we've invested so far. He'd have to remain on Raw.
Because it feels like last year there are certain people who we didn't see every week, but they acknowledged them, and they were, I can't remember if they made an official announcement, but it was like they're on this or they're on that. Then certain people who were injured, that there was no announcement. So for instance, Darren Young, like when he was ready to come back, all of a sudden now they get the pink slip. So it's just kind of like, now I'm kind of, I don't know if this is just how they do their things, but you know, WWE's an interesting organization. So I don't know if it's...
It's an annual thing. They mm-hmm. do something called spring cleaning, and they just issue out the pink slips, as you said, and they figure who they want to invest in for the future and who they think can benefit from learning outside of the company. Because that's really how they look at it. It's not, we don't want to work with you anymore. Mm-hmm. It's, maybe you can learn more by traveling outside of the company, because that's how they look at it. They want to work with people. They want the best talent. They mm-hmm. want top-tier talent, and sometimes the best way to do that is to tell them to just go work somewhere else in order to learn all of the things you don't already know.
So, McIntyre, wouldn't you just let them know first before you put it up on Twitter?
It's a corporation. Sometimes things get lost in the shuffle.
That is so, I don't even know. Like, it's worse enough if you, like, the worst if you're an employee and you get there on Friday and you get, and then you get fired, like, well, actually, no, you get fired, like, on a Monday. Like,
you gotta finish out the week.
I know, that sucks balls. But it's worse that, like, you're somewhere and you're having fun and you look at your phone and you're like, oh, I no longer have a job. Like,
yeah,
that is a kick to the stomach.
That actually happened to me in wrestling. There was a company I was working for that said, well, even multiple companies who've said, yeah, we're gonna get a hold of you. And I just never heard back. Mm-hmm. They just moved on without me. And that was it. And it was that they didn't even have the decency to tell me, We're not interested in you. We're gonna let you go. Uh-huh. They just said.
So you mean wrestling has been ghosting folks way before ghosting was a thing?
Invented ghosting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So many greenhorns have been left at truck stops. Like that's like for real ghosting, like in the middle of nowhere. Like that's been a standard.
I created a whole storyline for you in like 5 seconds that involves 2 o'clock in the morning, but we don't have enough time.
Yeah.
So Natalya, she has joined us. She let us know that her and Ronda have been training, so they're good friends. She goes up against Mandy Rose. Actually, really good match. I liked the match. And then Natalya defeats Mandy. Essentially, who was it? Was it Absolution? No, it wasn't.
It was Sonya Deville.
Yes.
Yeah. Sonya Deville jumped from behind. Yeah.
And then her and Mandy beat her up until Ronda makes a save.
Until Ronda makes a save. And I don't know. I think it's a good match. I think they're setting up where obviously Natalya and Ronda is going to go at it, because Natalya has been in the game long enough so she can help make Ronda look good for things that she's
lacking. I don't know. I think we got a tag team match coming sooner than that, though. Ronda and Natalya against Mandy and Sonya.
So maybe that is setting up for some of the tag teams.
I mean, it's right there.
Yeah.
You can't say you don't see it.
So do you think that they're going to put a belt on Ronda with the tag team, because I don't think they should put her like a championship belt by herself.
I think they're waiting until Mania next year to put the belt on Ronda.
Oh, that's a good one.
If she's healthy and keeps improving,
right?
But you know, a tag team championship might be a way to test the waters with her.
Yeah. And in order to, that is kind of business move. In order to get the new championship over, you give it to somebody who's got a wide-reaching audience, both in wrestling and outside of wrestling. So that's how you establish a new belt, is by giving it to the person who can reach the most people in a singular breath.
Yeah.
And that would be Ronda. So if you're going to do that, it's best to do it with Ronda. And Natalya is seasoned enough that she can carry Ronda and help her with all the little holes that she still has in her repertoire.
Yeah, pretty much Ronda takes a fart in the wind. Everybody's reporting it right now.
Yes,
so.
Yes.
I mean, kudos to her. So that would be a good idea. I'm actually really feeling that. But I wonder if they're going to do, if they do tag teams, if both... Raw and SmackDown will have their own tag teams, test
that'd
one?
Be tough to make, you know, one team travel that much back and forth.
Right, or they could do, talking about for a while, but an exclusive women's show.
Yeah.
And have a belts on there that are exclusive to the women's show, much like 205, you tape it before or after Raw and or SmackDown, and that way you'd have room for everybody and storylines to grow on.
Another hour of wrestling.
Another hour! More content!
Never enough wrestling.
Never!
It's a
great time to be a professional wrestler, let me tell you that.
That is true. Well, I mean, I think it's a great time if you have just...
Time?
Any time.
It's
not a great time for the people who watch. It's a great time for entertainers. If you're an actor, you have Hulu, you have Netflix, you have Amazon, you have all the networks. The networks are getting their networks. Now you have the YouTube. Now you can create your own stuff. Like, it's that. And then as far as wrestlers, I mean, you know, we're seeing, I do the women's show, so we just had Taya on, but she's on Lucha and she's on Impact.
Yeah.
And, you know, then you saw her at Bar. Like, it's great to be an entertainer if you know what you're doing and you are connected and you haven't pissed people off prior to that in order to enjoy this.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah, so... Maybe that's why you're up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Maybe I'm up pissing people off.
So, Brizango also joins us. I'm actually feeling like I love this. Because before we were seeing the Fashion Files, which you love, but you weren't really seeing them wrestle as much. So you weren't taking them as serious. Now they actually defeated Cesaro and Sheamus.
Non-title victory, but that means everything. Mm-hmm. You beat the champions. You've actually earned yourself the number one contender spot.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, they've got a match coming up in Saudi Arabia against Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt, I believe.
For the championships.
Right. Yeah.
But the next in line is now the Fashion Police.
Right.
And great for them. That's how you want to debut.
Yeah. Because I just felt like, again, we just saw them in the Fashion Files, and it's like, okay, we're not really taking them serious. And now they come on here, and it's like, oh, okay, not only are they good and handing out tickets, you knew they could wrestle, but
people
weren't showcasing it.
I mean, people don't take comedy seriously, but comedy is one of the most effective tools to take somebody immediately out of their element if they take themselves too seriously. It's a hell of a weapon. It's a mind game. Mm-hmm. I have used it in the past quite a bit, and it throws them right off. And you can take advantage of somebody when they're making mistakes out of emotion or passion.
Right.
And you simply take advantage of that.
And I think whoever wins the title is at the
Greatest
Royal Rumble next Friday. You know, they match up well against either, and it'd also be really cool to see how they match up against the Bar in a longer match, but also Breezango versus Matt and Bray would be quite interesting as well. Those are some characters there.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be writing a lot of tickets.
Yeah.
I have to imagine
so many tickets.
Yeah, that's definitely, I see them on the level of, if they do it right, like obviously New Day is, you know, comical, but they're effective. If they do it right, they can be, you know, the Raw version of, you know, they're going to be Brizango, but the good combination where it's believable versus they're just clowns and you put belts on them.
I was say, they also, not on the show, but on social media, announced that the Ascension is on Raw, which then can also play into Breezango and maybe still do something with them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this, they've a little, I'm sure they're excited about that one.
Yeah, they've had a great run of and making some really, really great, fun, entertaining stuff to watch, and now it gets to continue. I think everybody's really happy about that.
So I'm thinking some people are happy that the 2 a.m.
yes.
So I think some people are really happy about this. So we finish it off with a Titanic 10-man main event, and they were missing one member. They didn't want to announce the very, very end, which happens to be the glorious one, Bobby Roode. Guys happy about that?
Sure, yeah.
Why not?
I mean, granted, most of his wardrobe is in blue. He'll have to do it in red now. He does have a red robe.
Yeah, him and Charlotte had the matching red robes.
That's right. So, yeah, I'm sure he'll be carrying that to Raw. He's going to have to put the blue stuff in storage.
So, yeah, Bobby Roode, Seth Rollins, Braun Strowman, which, we'll see. Braun Strowman, Finn Balor, Bobby Lashley, and Bobby Roode. Then we also have Sami Zayn. So they're going up against Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, The Miz, and The Miz Taraj.
The Taraj.
The Taraj.
Together.
So how do you guys like this matchup as Miz's exit from the Raw?
Yes, his grand finale. So much movement. 10 men in a single ring. And big guys, too. Big. Not a lot of space to move around. 20 by 20 gets filled up real quick when you got that many bodies in a single place.
Especially Bobby Lashley. He's taking...
yes. He's very square.
Yes, taking
very
up a lot. Square. And then... I'll tell you guys off air. Get that one.
Okay. It was good to see everybody. Everybody brought it tonight. I really think the ending... really fit the situation more than anything else. The Taraj turning on Miz and Braun Strowman pinning the Miz as his grand finale. And that really does bring us full circle. Mm-hmm. Braun Strowman and the Miz have made some amazing moments this last year. The Halloween match from last year, or Halloween show, the entire episode was probably one of the best episodes of Raw that they've produced in a very long time, and they should be very proud of that. And I'm sad to see those two separate from one another, but, you know, there's growth still to be made in Miz venturing out into SmackDown.
What about Braun? So he had the belt... I mean, unfortunately, he had to give away because his partner had to...
Nice.
His partner had to go to school.
I love that. I don't know how y'all felt about it.
But it was amazing.
I loved him picking a kid from the audience and winning the championships. Yeah. To me, that made the most sense. Because the champions are looking at the kid going, there's a friggin' kid in the ring. We can't fight a kid.
Right.
And they lost because they're too busy looking at the kid.
I thought it would have been cool if they... because Hawkins had the Pick Me Braun shirt. If instead of giving up the titles, maybe every week he picks a kid, and then they start selling the Hawkins shirt because everyone wants Braun to pick them.
That's too many kids. But yeah, no, that would have been great.
Or
been
at
great.
Least they could have had, I mean, he would have had just missed maybe 4 days of school. No, he would have missed 1 day of school.
It's just Monday.
So I feel like at least for 3 weeks they could have held it. I wanted to see more of this kid. I wanted to see the matchup again.
He's a child. What is he going to bring to the ring?
But he was finally grown into himself. You see his last promo? He grew from Sunday to Monday, different person.
I'm just saying, it was good, but I feel like they could have extended it another week or two. Had them defend it, and then he would have been like, this has been great, but I have to get back to school.
But it's almost the summer. He's got summer off.
It's a man's world.
Is it
it's
still?
It's a man's world. Not for very much longer.
Women's gasket match.
Yeah!
I forgot. I think it's Star was asking if I'm feeling Lashley. I am. He's hot. So what are your predictions for next week?
Oh, predictions.
Yes. Do we have a thing?
People will do things. Things will happen.
There'll be wrestling. Yeah. There'll be talking.
Some people are going to be real mad.
Some people will be on SmackDown and not be there anymore.
Yeah, somebody's going to uncork a right hand and... Yeah. Like Jinder Mahal had a beautiful right hand tonight. Yeah. I don't know.
Is there anybody that you're hoping to see? You only watch NXT, but is there anybody that you're thinking that's going to get?
I've heard rumor of the Velveteen Dream coming. And if you like Bobby Lashley,
he's been great.
You are going to lose it when you see the Velveteen Dream. You are going to absolutely lose it.
I appreciate athletes.
He is athletic. Mm-hmm. And
oh, I know who he is. I follow him on Instagram.
I'm sure you do. This surprises me not at all.
I hope CN gets the call up soon. You know, he's finally coming into himself.
He did have a moment, and he unfortunately, well, not so unfortunately, lost the championship to Aleister Black, who is almost a perfect athlete in himself. So it's possible that he might make the move up very soon, possibly to SmackDown.
SmackDown, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens. I agree with them. There's going to be wrestling. There's going to be talking. Hopefully some more hot men and hot women. Yeah. I appreciate both. But other than that, I think we're good. So where can everybody find you?
Twitter at Joshua Lastman.
Oh, and also thank you for the folks on the chat not, you know, saying negative things about Joshua. I think you kind of evened it out. If there was two new people, it would have been a wrap. So appreciate you guys for not crucifying Joshua on the live chat. We'll see what happens after the show. But,
burn
you know.
Him! Burn the witch!
but thank you for hopping on with us. And the one and only 2 o'clock in the morning, Studley, Stud, Swagger-licious.
2 a.m. delight. Yeah. At Baines Destroy now on Twitter. Things have changed a little bit, but you can still find me on Instagram at True Hobo. This Sunday is Championship Wrestling from Arizona. You can watch that now on Fight TV. You weren't able to before, but that is probably one of the most fun shows I've been a part of in quite some time. That's Championship Wrestling from Arizona on the Fight TV app.
Wow. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. You can also catch me on TMZ Talking Ish on a daily basis. Also, Women's Pro Wrestling. We have a lot of great guests. I've been harassing people, and people have been saying yes. So we have a lot of really great guests coming to you guys for sure. So check that out every Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Then you can watch NXT. Then you can watch the NXT show at 5 o'clock. And then I actually skipped over that. Don't forget Xbox 1-2-360 at 3 o'clock. So it's like a wrestling block all for you. On Wednesday, so definitely check all
Wrestling
that out.
Wrestling Wednesdays.
Wrestling Wednesdays, there
NXT,
you go.
NXT, it's 6 o'clock, right after the show. Watch live, then watch us talk about it.
There you go.
What else are you going to do?
Exactly. So we'll see you guys all next week as far as who's going to show up. I will be here.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Question mark? I think so.
We'll see.
There's another New Japan camp coming up, so I'm out for that, unfortunately.
Is it New Japan or are you...
No, it's New Japan, baby. Mm. Yeah.
Because I can definitely see you doing, like, a secondary life as a gigolo.
I don't get that very often. Thanks.
No problem. Yeah. See you guys next week.
Bye-bye!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.